Happy Monday. I'm so happy to have you here today. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to talk about your success today and how to write a map for it. It's not a hard map. It's not a framework that's going to take you years to do. It's actually a process you will go through that will drive your motivation every single day. It's got six steps to it. I call it MAPS. I've talked about this for years and years and years. It is groundbreaking for a lot of folks. I use it every single day in everything I do. You're going to get that today. So if you're having trouble getting yourself motivated and staying on track, getting stuff done, building a great foundation, listen close. It's coming. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, broadcasting semi-live. Well, I'm live right now, but it's taped delay via a podcast broadcast from the most famous beach in the world, Daytona Beach, Florida. We're a little bit south of there here in Port Orange, the broadcast facility known as the fourth bedroom in my home. Well, it's an awesome fourth bedroom. You know, as a kid, all the stuff you ever wanted to have, you go to the music store as a kid and buy recording and microphones and lights and all that cool stuff, all the studio stuff that you want, you could never afford it. And then suddenly, you go to the music store and pull out that big platinum credit card and buy all the stuff you always wanted. And the kid behind the counter says, "Gosh, I wish I could have that." I said, "You will someday." "How do you know?" "Because I wanted it too. And here I am." And you get the benefit of that. So thanks for joining me today. By the way, today's program, a little bit. Have you noticed that sometimes I can get a little bit, I can bounce around. Some people say a little bit excited. I'm excited about life. I'm never going to grow up completely. Oh, yes, I'm mature most days when I have to be. But I'm going to stay excited and fun. It's just how I roll. It's what I do. But sometimes it gets to be kind of crazy. Now, you have a choice when you get crazy. Some people call it ADD mind. I had myself check for ADD. They said, "No, you're just creative and fun. Just go have fun." So I have to control myself. And there's only so much, you know, wine you can drink. And I know. Sometimes at nighttime, a bottle of wine makes it easy, doesn't it? But it gets in the way of the next day, too. So I can't do that. I don't want to do that. I've done that before. I don't do it that much anymore, hardly at all these days, but my mind still goes crazy. So what I do to calm my mind so I can get stuff done and think and do my job, this J-O-B that I got here. Yacht Rock. Today's show is powered by Yacht Rock. People say, what's Yacht Rock? Well, if you don't know what Yacht Rock is, I'm not going to tell you. But I can tell you this. All of us have a certain kind of music. Could be country music, could be smooth jazz. It was classical for me last week. This week, Yacht Rock is soothing and smoothing. And when I get to things that are tedious or I need to focus or just need to get through the day and get stuff done, like we all have to do from time to time, Yacht Rock. That's a tip. Try it. You might like it. Eagles, stuff like that, okay? Smooth stuff. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Often running 10 a.m. on Monday, a little more than I ought to be. So hang on, because we're going to get to this mapping success today. But I do have a quick assignment for you today. This is your homework. When the show is done, ask yourself, how's my life going? It is going one of three ways. It's going great. It's not going great. You're sitting on the fence, getting splinters in your ass, driving yourself crazy. That's the third way. We're going to stop that today. So at the end of the show, you're going to ask yourself the question, how's my life going? And let the flood of feelings about all the roles in your life, your family, your job, your kids, all that stuff. It comes in. Is it going good? Yay. How do you keep it going? That's the answer. Doodle that. If it's not going good, how do you change it? If you can't decide, how do you make a decision? Do your homework today. How's your life going? Okay, let's get into this thing. Mapping your success. Now, this is something that goes back. I made it up. I just admit it. I made it up because I had looked at how the process I go through. Because ultimately, what we're going to be doing here, in any kind of success you want, you get it. You got to have an idea, right? You resource it a little bit together. What's the resources I have to do this? And then you need to get the process in place. Your process is everything because that's going to lead to your success. A lot of folks don't have the process, or they get beyond it. They forget what they were doing. So as I was looking to get what I wanted in my life, I said, okay, let's pay attention to what other people are doing and what are they doing. But more importantly, WWSD. What would Scott do? My Scott logic told me that I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. You're going to do what you're going to do. I can't stop you from doing what you're going to do. Maybe for a little bit of time, you'll do what somebody else tells you to do or what you think they think you should do. But ultimately, you're going to do what you're going to do. So I looked down inside my little brain. It was much smaller a long time ago. It's bigger now. I have Kelly Bundy brain. I have to get rid of some stuff to bring in some other good stuff in it. But I decided that I needed a bit of a system to follow for what I was doing to map my success. And this is what we're going to talk about today. I actually called it MAPS, M-A-P-S-S. There's an extra S on there. And basically, it allows me to get out of my own way, which is, I get it, by the way. Most of the money I make is helping other people stay out of their own way. So if I can't stay out of my own way, I can't help you, but I'm actually pretty good at it. It allows me to get out of my own way and focus on what I want. So what is it? MAPS. It's a simple acronym. You should write it down and use it. First and foremost, the M stands for, as you might expect on this program, motivation.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I'm not the most motivational guy on the planet. I'm a positive, upbeat guy. I do like to share. I like the feeling of motivation. There's no doubt about it. I just understand that without motivation, nothing else happens. So that's why it's first. That's why the company's called Motivation to Move. I got to get motivated first, foremost. You have to. Maybe that's why you're here today. Everything begins with motivation. And knowing your why, you set the goals. So understanding that before you start anything, you have to understand the motivation behind doing it. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. The motivation could be to get it done. I don't care. Whatever the motivation is, you must know that first. So start with the M, motivation. Every single thing you do today, what's my motivation? Some people say, what's your why? I go to the what. I say, okay, here's the what. What do I have to do? Why do I need to do this? And why am I excited? Why am I motivated to get it done? Start with the motivation in everything you do, every project. You have a project today, just write down, what's my motivation? Answer the question. Next is accountability. The A in the MAPS process here, being accountable and accepting responsibility for your results, it empowers your success. Saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. You've heard that before. It's how you do it. It's a great way to get started. So you want to put accountability in play. Now, I'm a big fan of being accountable to myself in a big way. I think I'm the guy that needs to have the self-discipline to hold myself accountable to it. I don't rely on too many other people. I have a lot of clients who I talk to every single week, and I get on the phone, and you'd think I'd be working with them, but they call me, Scott, how's it going? How are you doing on this project? And they start doing that to me. They're holding me accountable. I like that. So I don't care how you do it. Maybe you journal. Maybe you have somebody else that does it for you. Maybe you have a weekly stand-up meeting where you all get accountable, a little mastermind kind of group thing. I don't know what it is. But without accountability, you're not going to go anywhere, because accountability is what? Accountability is measuring. And everything in life must be measured. You're measuring it right now. Everything you've ever done, you're putting a measure on it, deciding how well you've done with it. So the way you get someplace is you get motivated, and then you become accountable, which measures what you're doing. Did I get done what I had to get done this week? Be honest about it. Don't lie to yourself. Yeah, your friends don't lie to you, do they? Not if they're going to hold you accountable. What's the P in the MAPS process? Well, we have motivation, we have accountability, now we have planning. Plan your work your plan. It's that simple. If you can't plan it, you can't do it. Winging it doesn't count. Winging it is for special occasions when you have to wing it, when you run out of it. So, you know, Disney World is known for their process, right? If you go down to Disney World, have you been there? Everybody has. It's like the law. You got to be there before your kids turn 2 years old or something. Just because it's free before two. Yeah, but they can't remember. I mean, forget that. Disney has this process. People come all over the place and they say, why does Disney's process work so well? Debatable in the last couple of years, but it's been doing okay. The reason is this. It's planned in, and it's a plan for the plan for the plan. Meaning when something falls between the cracks, instead of winging it, you have another plan. Is that hard to do? Yeah, you got to stop and do it. Decide what it is. But if we plan our work, we know what we're going to do, and then we can sit back and say, okay, this is what we think it's going to be. No battle plan survives the first battle. So what are we going to do when that happens? Well, we have plan B and plan C and plan D. But Scott, there is no plan B. I must do plan A. Yeah, but you're going to do plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and G to get back to plan A, I promise you. Remember, he who's most flexible gets what they want. If you're not flexible, if you must do it your way, it's probably not going to work. So the P, plan your work your plan, and be flexible along the way. Oh, this is too deep. We should do a whole weekend seminar on this. But I only got I'm already over. But another minute or two. You okay? You got some time? Can you hang with me for a second? Okay. I know it's like a 9 or 10 minute podcast, but sometimes, you know, Scott gets in the way. The S in the MAPS process, systemization. First step, of any worthy goal is always difficult. It's getting into momentum. It's going to take you 10 times the work to get things going. As you get more comfortable with the process, you lock in your actions, you repeat them until you get what you want. So a rule that I've had for many, many years, and I certainly had it with this company when I started it way back at our 17th season. I actually incorporated this company in 2004, so it's been a long time. But the rule I had, the operating process that went within our company was, if we do it one time, we do it as if we're going to do it 10,000 times. We don't do one-offs unless it's a one-off. If it's going to be more, it's more than one. It's what probably what I ought to say. I did it so we could do it 10,000. A lot of automation in place, a lot of systemization to do that. It has saved me because the hard push early on to get through in that momentum, to get that going and then make it repeatable has allowed us to thrive for, you know, over almost 20 years now. So you want motivation, you want accountability, you want to have a good plan, and you want to systemize what you can, but you can't systemize until you know what you're doing. Don't be silly. Oh, this program's going to go long. I'm sorry about that. What happens is a lot of people try to put a system in place before they actually know what to do with it. They go study it, they read it, they're in a vacuum, they actually haven't done it. They really don't know for sure inside and out how the system works. Don't do it. Until you understand it, the nuance in between the lines, don't do your system. Just keep working it until you figure out the exact process, then systemize it, then you'll be good. That's why it breaks all the time, because you actually don't know what you're doing. Not you, me too. There's another S in the system here, sustainability. Everything will take longer than you think to get it done. Around here, we call it Scott time. I think Tony Robbins, they call it Tony time. It just simply means that if I say I'm going to be done by noon, you can plan on 3 o'clock. Pretty much. If I say a project's going to take me 2 weeks, just triple it. It's going to take me 6 weeks to get it done. And now I've learned over time, I will say that in a meeting. They'll say, how long do you think, Scott? I say, well, I think it's going to take me 2 weeks to do this, but I know myself. Scott time tells me to triple that. So three, I would go 4 times longer. So about 8 weeks, it'll be done. Expectation set, we get it done. So everything takes longer than we expect. Momentum is built in your life by stacking your accomplishments sequentially. Now, success, by the way, happens not sequentially. Success happens with a lot of stuff happening at the same time, but that stuff tends to be a part of a level that moves you to the next level, and the levels are sequential. Make sense? So you have a ton of things that have to happen today. You can't do one thing at a time. You're doing 10 things at a time, but then that stacks into a level that takes you up a notch. And the trick here is to take everything you build, the motivation, accountability, planning, systemization, and move it into something that is sustainable forever. It just keeps on going, which is what I do here with my Wisdom to Wealthy program. We teach a continuity income and passive residual income. Why? Why? Because, well, if you want to learn how to run a business and you can get continuity income monthly versus having to have a system that you have to reinvent every single weekend, that's why we do it. So I walk my talk here, and I'm telling you exactly what we do to make things work. The freedom you desire rests on a stable, repeatable foundation. Motivation. So you know where to begin and what's going to keep you going, why you're going to be doing it. Accountability. How do you hold yourself accountable? Do you need others? Can you do it yourself? Doesn't matter. You need it. Planning. Plan your work. Work your plan. Expect to be flexible. You'll need another plan to fit between the plans. Systemization. Once you begin to know what's happening, build it into a system that goes on forever. And finally, how are you going to keep it sustainable? When I asked you at the beginning of this program, I said to you, how's your life going? And one of the things I always say is that if it's going good, change is coming. Something's going to try to take the goodness away from you. It just happens. The wind blows, hurricanes hit, stuff happens. So you have to figure out how you're going to handle that and how you're going to sustain that. If it's going bad, it can be changed to good. But I can guarantee you, you know, something's going to change and make it bad if you don't give it a chance to be good. How do you sustain it once you have what you want? That's what this is all about. The maths and practice it, and you have a great time with that. Join me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I talk slower, and I won't do quite as much over there. We'll just have a good conversation. Don't expect me to work off the clock. We are going to learn a lot and have a good time too. Tomorrow, I'll be back. I want you to be your own cheerleader, a very old concept that is going to freak a lot of folks out. Other folks are going to say, my God, I forgot to do that. Why did I stop doing that? Well, tomorrow you'll find out why. Don't miss it. And a lot of other big shows this week as well. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.